the opioid crisis, development and heritage buildings are on the agenda for Timmins Council tonight. There is a lot on the agenda for Council's 1st September meeting. Agenda items to note are, there will be an update on the Timmins opioid drug strategy. No presentation is attached, however, Dr. Julie Sampson, Dr. Louisa Marion Bellemare, Porcupine Health Unit Medical Officer of Health Dr. Leanne Catton and Timmins and District Hospital President and CEO Kate Fife are listed as being the presenters. Ground Force Environmental Corp. is the staff recommendation for the $2.4 million Deloro gas collection project. A collection system must be installed where waste has not been received in the previous 6 months or where it has reached maximum capacity, reads the staff report. The original estimate for the project was $2.1 million. The staff report notes that the cost of materials, such as lumber, has increased since the estimate was made in late 2020. The 2021 budget allows for the project to be financed at $250,000 per year over 10 years. Three bids were received for the project. The log home at 438 Wilson Avenue could soon be designated as a heritage property. The application says the two-story home is one of the oldest surviving properties in the area and is a local landmark. It was built in 1925 by Harry W. Darling. Dr. Graham McKechnie bought it in 1947 and it has remained in the family since. The full report is available here. Staff is recommending that a $277,902 contract to replace the Bannerman tennis courts be awarded to Interpaving Limited. The two courts are believed to be more than 30 years old and the typical life of an asphalt tennis court is 25 years. Pickleball lines were added about 4 years ago, but the report notes there are cracks over much of the court's surface. The tender is over the $250,000 that was for the project. The shortfall will be covered by surplus money from the McIntyre Ballroom East Wall repairs, according to the staff report. Council is being asked to approve a site plan control agreement to allow for a new development by Dumoulin Trucking at the northeast corner of Riverside Drive and Jaguar Drive North. The staff report says the new service shop will be built in phases. Upon completion, the total building area will be over 1,881 square feet. The trucking business plans to relocate to the site to expand its operations, according to the city. The full agenda for tonight's meeting is available here. Council meets at 6 p.m. in council chambers at City Hall. You can watch the meeting online here.